pretty efficient there throughout the whole start. How did that feel, like, kind of at your best? What do you feel like you could do?
Yeah, we knew that they were going to be hacking. They got some really good hitters on their team, so we wanted to really try and take advantage of their aggressiveness. Just trying to keep the ball down in the zone, try to mix, cut and sink a little bit. And our defense, I mean, was just outstanding with Austin Allen starting it off with a Webb Jones and then Tony Camp, Scotty, Pache. So it was an awesome team win.
What does it mean to you guys, I guess, just as a group to get the first one off the team, but also the first one for Pache?
What was the first part of the question, sir?
What does it mean for you guys as a group, not only to get the first one of the season, but for on par?
Oh, sure. I mean, for Kotz, he's just a guy that you want to win for. I mean, each and every one of us want to go out and give our best to Kotze and to his whole coaching staff, to the pitching staff, to the players, at everyone. I mean, we have a really tight group, and it's filled with a lot of young guys and some older veterans as well. I think it's a really good mix. And to go out and you know, win this game and take that momentum into Tampa, it should be good.
Do you remember, like, the last time that you got into a sixth inning and you had something like 44 pitches?
I had no idea how many pitches I had, but probably not very often. Again, we were just trying to take advantage of their aggressiveness, and it worked out today, especially with the wind. Helped out a lot, too, so and our defense did awesome.
Was it cool, the fact that it looked like, just from the radar readings, it was a tick lower than what you were doing in the spring, obviously, in warmer conditions. But how did you maybe mitigate that with what you were doing?
I think just the big thing was just trying to stay within myself. I knew I was going to be pretty amped up coming into a packed house. And Phillies fans are awesome, and this whole atmosphere was fantastic. So I really wanted to just slow everything down. I don't usually care about velo. All I care about is kind of hitting spots and cutting and sinking and taking advantage of their aggressiveness. I've said that 4 times, but that's okay.
In the third, after you got a couple of guys on, how did you approach those at-bats, especially getting that double play?
Same as we've done all day. I mean, Austin and I were on the same page pretty much the whole time, and he caught me a lot last year, so we have that same page kind of deal. So when we needed ground balls, we just kind of sank and cut, and we took advantage of their aggressiveness. I don't know. Our defense made all the routine plays and all the not routine plays, and you know, whenever I told Tony this, whenever Tony Kemp goes, we go. So he's kind of one of the heartbeats on this team, and when he makes plays like that in the infield, and when he gets on base like that, it brings us all up.
What
is
that, this watching Pache's energy?
I think when I'm older, I'm gonna say, hey, I got to play with Christian Pache. He's unbelievable. The energy that he brings to the dugout too is pretty hilarious, pretty awesome.